Good afternoon. You're tuned to 93.3 CFMUFM on a Friday afternoon. It's just after 1 o'clock. It's time for the Come Sunday program, a half hour of gospel music from the golden age of gospel and beyond. My name's Paul. I'm your host for the next half hour. We're going to begin this afternoon's program with a brand new gospel track. Well, it's not a brand new recording, but it's new to this program. It's out of the state of Georgia. We've got the Straight Street Holiness Church Choir. I'll say it again. The Straight Street Holiness Church Choir, and I want the Lord to do something for me.
I want love.
That the world can't do me no harm.
My uncle got religion now.
So glad.
My uncle
so glad.
My uncle got a little now.
So glad that the world can't do me no harm.
He got it in the valley, I'm
so glad.
He got it in the valley, I'm
so glad.
He got it in the valley, I'm
so glad that the world can't do me no harm.
Well, the first time I waited in Jordan, the water came over my knee. The second time I waited in Jordan, the water came over my waist. Well, the third time I waited in Jordan, the water came over my head. King Jesus waiting on the other side just to make it up and die. You did well, I got religion now.
So glad.
Well, I got religion now.
So glad.
Well, I got religion now.
So glad that the world can't do me no harm.
I pray for my religion now.
So glad.
I pray for my religion now.
So glad.
I pray for my religion now.
So glad that the world can't do me no harm.
My father got religion now.
So glad.
My father got religion now.
So glad.
My father got religion now.
So glad that the world can't do me no harm.
He got it on his knees now.
So glad.
He got it on his knees now.
So glad.
He got it on his knees now.
So glad that the world can't do me no harm.
My sister got religion now.
So glad.
My sister got religion now.
So glad.
My sister got religion now.
So glad that the world can't do me no harm.
Well, I'm going on down to Jordan, and I'm going under God's command. Well, when I get on the other side, I stick a sword in the golden sand. For I got religion now.
So glad.
Well, I got religion now.
So glad.
Lord, I got religion now.
So glad that the world can't do me no harm.
My ain't got religion now.
So glad.
My ain't got religion now.
So glad.
My ain't got religion now.
So glad that the world can't do me no harm.
Lord, I got religion now.
So glad.
Lord, I got religion now.
So glad.
Lord, I got religion now.
So glad that the world can't do me no harm.
My brother got religion now.
So glad.
My brother got religion now. My brother got religion now.
So glad that the world can't do me no harm.
Lord, I got religion now.
So glad.
Lord, I got religion now.
So glad.
Lord, I got religion now.
So glad that the world can't do me no harm.
Yeah.
There is Madam Ernestine Washington from the Golden Age of Gospel, and I'm Holding On, and that was part two of a two-part. You had to flip the record over to get part two, and that we heard, I guess, would be considered the B-side of the record. Holding On, part two by Madam Ernestine Washington, concluding the opening set on this afternoon's Come Sunday, and it was raw and close to the bone gospel music without the bark on, as we like to say. And we even had some blues-based gospel music, which is a rarity in that set. We began with the Straight Street Holiness Church Choir out of Georgia, I think. Is it Georgia? Yeah. And I Want the Lord to Do Something for Me. Then we had a great blues artist, Blind Willie McTell, with his wife, Kate McTell, and from 1935, I Got Religion, I'm So Glad, from Blind Willie McTell. He's the guy that originally brought that blues standard Statesboro blues to us. Also in there, we had Henry Thomas from 1929, I think, and Jonah in the Wilderness, and he's also a composer of a popular blues standard, the Fishin' Blues, and most people know that through Taj Mahal, but Henry Thomas is the guy that first recorded and composed Fishin' Blues. There, though, a gospel side of Henry Thomas, Jonah in the Wilderness, the Plantation Echoes after that, and that was really primitive, really raw sounding. It was actually, it gave you the flavor of what it would be like to be at a Wednesday night prayer meeting. And from the Plantation Echoes, we had My Father is a Witness, Bless God. The Jubilee Hummingbirds featuring the Reverend Al Banks was also there with Will the Lord Be With Me. And then Madam Ernestine Washington and Holding On Part 2. Yeah, we've still got time for a little bit more gospel music. It's just a half hour on a Friday afternoon, and it flies by every Friday. But here we've got, I think we heard this gospel tune from Johnny Cash on last week's program, believe it or not. But here, Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold My Body Down, this time from the oldest African-American spiritual group in the United States, the Fisk University Jubilee Singers. They started back in the 19th century. Mark Twain heard the Fisk University Jubilee Singers, but here from a much later version of the group, it's Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold My Body Down.
Meet me down the river road. Mama, you know that I'll be there. Set my baby low. Ain't no grave can hold my body down.
There's a place in my heart.
My Lord is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. My Lord is a rock in a weary land, shelter in the eye of the storm. Stop and let me tell you about chapter one when the Lord God is working. And let me tell you about chapter 2 when the Lord God had pieced that Bible through. Stop and let me tell you about chapter 3 when the Lord God had died upon Calvary. My Lord is a rock in a weary land, a weary. My Lord is a rock. let me tell you about chapter 4, when the Lord God had visited among the poor. Stop and let me tell you about chapter 5, when the Lord God had raised all the dead alive. Stop and let me tell you about chapter 6, when you went to Jerusalem and healed the sick. My Lord is alive in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. My Lord is alive in a weary land, shelter in the eye of the storm. Stop and let me tell you about chapter 7, when he died and arisen and went up to heaven. Stop and let me tell you about chapter 8, when the Lord God, he stood at them golden gates. Stop and let me tell you about chapter 9, when the Lord God turned all the water to wine. My Lord is a rock in a weary land, a weary land.
From heaven.
Yeah.
Praise him in the heights.
Yeah.
Praise him, all you angels.
Yeah.
Praise him, all you hosts.
Yeah.
Praise him, sun and moon.
Yeah.
Praise him, all you yeah. shining stars.
And clap your hands.
Wow, what an eclectic mix of spiritual and gospel music we've heard on this afternoon's Come Sunday program. That was a track called Praise the Lord from Mary Lou Williams. She was a jazz phenomenon when she came out of Kansas City with Andy Kirk and his Clouds of Joy. And later in her life, she got to composing spiritual music. She did a Roman Catholic, the music for a Roman Catholic jazz mass. That track might have actually been from that jazz mass. Praise the Lord from Mary Lou Williams, concluding a set that began with the Fisk Jubilee Singers, Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold My Body Down, and it was such a brief snippet recorded live that we got caught off guard. We didn't have a track queued right after, so it was just a little bit of a break there. But when we did get a track queued, it was a good rockin' one, Rockin' a Weary Land from Ashley Cleveland was the next track, and then Praise the Lord, Mary Lou Williams, and at the piano and composing. And I think she was also doing the recitation, too. Hey, we're going to go out while we're keeping things eclectic. Let's go out with some folk gospel from Elizabeth Cotton. And she was I think she worked for Pete Seeger as a maid in Pete Seeger's house when he was a kid. And then the family, being folklorists, they discovered she was quite a talented lady. Here's Elizabeth Cotton, Holy Ghost, Unchain My Name, to take us out. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we are joined by Associate Professor of Chemistry and Chemical Biology within the Faculty of Science at McMaster, Dr. Jose Moran Mirabal. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you. Do you mind telling us a bit about yourself?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Sure. I can tell you a little bit about myself. I grew up in Mexico, so I'm originally from Mexico, and I immigrated to Canada when this job opportunity